Hi, everybody. This is Nancy Miller for My Creative Life, the podcast about creatives, how and why they make the work that they do. Today, my special guest is Jackie Morera. She's a Cuban-American author of books for young readers of all ages. Born and raised in Miami, Jackie now lives in Central Florida with her husband, son, and goofy pup. She enjoys telling stories, savoring pastelitos, and cozying up for a good nap. Her debut, Abuelo's Flower Shop, is illustrated by Daisy Lino, will be released by Beaming Books on June 4th, 2024. Hi, Jackie. How are you doing today?
I'm so well, Nancy. How are you?
Awesome. And so excited to be interviewing you because you have this book, this beautiful book. And thank you for sharing some of the inside of the book with me and that gorgeous cover and this the touching, heartwarming story that I can't wait to hear more about the personal side of it because it's very heartwarming.
Oh, thank you so much. I so appreciate hearing that from you because I'm in awe of your work as well. So it's really nice to hear. Thank you.
Well, it's really my honor. And one of the questions that I know that you probably get quite often is, what inspired you to be a writer?
Yeah, that is a lifelong story, and so therefore a very long answer, but I'll try and make it as short as possible. I think I've always really just loved stories, consuming them, telling them, sharing them. You know, I've been reading for as long as I can remember. I started reading very young, and then my parents, I was fortunate to grow up in a house full of books and stories, and my dad would kind of take these, like just sheets of printer paper and make small books, you know, he would fold them up into 4x4s and he would say, write down what your story is. And then he was kind of my first illustrator. He would go in and draw the pictures for me. And so it started there. It started really young. And then it kind of progressed to telling stories in like I got my first camera when I was in elementary school and I would write little plays and film myself. And it was just a passion that bloomed from when I was very young. Until I got to a point where I think someone told me, oh, you can't do that. You can't take that seriously. That's a hobby. That's something that you can do on the side. And so then I started pursuing other things as one does and chasing the things that you are told you should chase in life. And kind of got to a place where I kind of fell away from writing and being an author and having that creative outlet. Until I was, you know, working in human resources in my 20s and kind of dying slowly inside. And I would turn to craft books and craft YouTube videos and writing in my lunch break. And really just kind of enjoying that outlet that I had to get back to what I loved so much when I was younger. And I studied English literature in college. And so I had a little bit of that here and there, but never something that was, a career goal by any means until really, you know, as a lot of authors, I feel like say these days, you know, the pandemic where you kind of turn to the things that bring you joy. But also in July of 2021, the people in Cuba protested their government. You know, they have one of the longest dictatorships in the world. And I think that moment, being a Cuban-American author, kind of being in an isolated environment through the pandemic, having a very young child at the time and reading a lot of picture books, really brought me to this place of, you know, what is my why? What is the thing that is going to not only bring me joy, but make me feel fulfilled? And so I kind of turned back to writing more seriously at that time. And also that's when I first started writing picture books. It was a week after that protest in July 2021 that I wrote my first picture book manuscript with no real experience writing picture books. And then just a couple months later, or actually a couple weeks later, wrote my second picture book manuscript, which is Abuelo's Flower Shop, and then pitched it on a Twitter pitch event, and it was picked up by a publisher. So I think becoming an author, and like I said, this is such a long answer, I'm so sorry, really came from accepting that that's what I wanted, and that's who I've kind of always been. So being that writer is something that's always been important to me, and I just said yes to myself.
Wow, that is so brave because I feel like it, you know, society, like you said, somebody said, that's not really, you know, a real, you know, thing that you could do. That is so brave to say, hey, I'm going to put myself out there and just do that.
Yeah, it was hard. I mean, we all do that, I'm sure. At some point you go from being I'm an aspiring writer too. No, I'm an author. I'm a creator. I'm an illustrator. You have to, you know, take that step for yourself.
It's just so inspiring, Jackie. I mean, it's really this leap of faith that you, and I'm sure you had your family that was supportive of your, you know, dream that to do that, and that, and your friends and your author friends who probably cheered you on.
Yes, absolutely. You're nothing without the people who are around you, lifting you up and supporting you. And if I wasn't so fortunate to have the people in my life that I do, I don't know if I would have been as brave as I was. And you kind of continue to be. You have to be brave every moment and continue to make those choices for yourself. But you need the people around you to do that.
And I was wondering, as you were starting out with the writing and going back to that, do you have any tips for maybe newbie authors that are trying to delve into youth literature? Because I know you write more than just picture books. You know, I've seen on your Instagram and the other genres that you do. Is there anything that would be helpful, maybe different genres?
Yeah. Well, speaking to my own experience, I spent a lot of time on writing blogs to begin with, kind of just to get an idea of what the other writers out in the world are doing and how they approach this process. And that led me to kind of, you know, craft blogs and craft books that I would go by, and kind of started there isolated. You know, writers, we are very to ourselves in some ways. So started solitary, just kind of figuring out what worked for me in terms of familiarizing myself with the environment and the landscape and the craft. And then I think the really big thing is finding, I mean, of course, a community, but specifically a critique community. I found, I think it started off finding just SCBWI, reaching out to my local chapter to see if there was any critique groups that I could join. And that really kind of set me off on the path to have a better understanding of what it means to be a writer, but also my own writing, and having an opportunity to critique other people's writing, which teaches you more about your own writing and your own process as well. So yeah, I think, you know, getting to a place where you feel comfortable enough to share your work with someone and can trust them in that process, and also comfortable enough with what you have to provide to them, that you know whatever they say, whatever feedback they give you, this is still your story. You know how to move forward with that. So yeah, I think obviously community, but specifically a point where you can share critiques and share feedback and have that kind of relationship.
You know, really cheering you on because they're also pursuing that same dream. They know, I guess exaggeration, I guess the blood, sweat and tears of it, you know, it, you know, all of that that goes into writing these amazing stories for young readers. Yeah, that's fantastic. And I agree with you, that community, I feel like at certain points, like if I didn't have those people rooting for me saying, keep going, you're gonna make it, you never know, it could be that next step or whatever that could happen.
Yeah, and specifically on the writing side, because you have community in your life, right, who's going to support you and love you, and but they don't quite understand, and you don't know that they, you don't know how much they don't understand until you meet another writer who really gets it. And then you're like, oh, I see, there's this whole other world where people are suffering just as much as me. And can, you know, we can kind of support each other through that. So our writing community specifically.
And I was wondering if you would share a little bit of your process for writing your debut picture book, Abuelo's Flower Shop, and kind of like how, you know, do you process that story? I know it's different for different people and as writers or author illustrators and everything. So I was kind of curious, like, how did you tackle and get those words onto the paper?
Yeah, it's kind of funny because, as I mentioned earlier, that was my second picture book manuscript I ever wrote. And it's very different now, the way that I approach crafting stories. At the time, it was, I'm going to write picture books because it's coming from a place of, you know, self-identity and pain in the moment. And it was kind of a creative exercise, to be honest, because previously I was writing novel-length work, specifically young adult. And I was struggling in that space, and so I was trying to do something different. And so it came as a creative exercise of just trying something new. And I wrote that first book on a car ride home in my notes app while my son was sleeping in the backseat. My husband, we were driving back from South Florida to come back home in Central Florida. And I just on my notes app in the dark while he's driving, wrote down that story in about 30 minutes. And it was loosely inspired on my own life, so that became very easy to do. My grandparents did sell flowers from a cart in front of their house across the street from a cemetery. And while the rest of the story doesn't quite line up with my experience, it was just kind of, you know, thinking, what if, you know, what if this was the story? How would that unravel on the page? So very different than how I approach writing stories now, in that I understand the format of them better. I mean, those two first drafts that I ever wrote, those two first stories, were very lyrical, almost like poetry. And I didn't quite have an understanding or a grasp of, you know, what needs to be in a picture book. And of course, you can break rules, but there's certain rules that need to be, you know, you have to follow a little bit. And so format and structure and those kind of things slow me down a little bit more now than when I sat there in my car and wrote an entire story in, you know, 30 minutes, an hour. And so it just, I guess it just evolves as you move forward. But now I kind of approach it more structurally, where I know this is kind of where I need things to fall. This is the character, and this is their motivation, and this is the, you know, and I still have the story that comes from hopefully an organic, authentic place like that one did, but just a little bit more structured.
Wow, that's such great advice. And now it's a book. It's so exciting. I mean, like, all that work. And that's another question I want to ask, because, like, it's evolved, you said, with the story. Was that evolution, some of it from working with your editor at the publisher?
Yeah, it actually evolved in my relationship with my critique partner. So that is why that's such an important thing in my eyes. So I wrote that book, like I said, I think it was August 2021. I pitched it in PitMad, rest in peace. There was a Twitter pitch party that doesn't exist anymore, September 2021. And then my editor acquired it in November. So it moved very quickly. But then I did not hear from my editor again until, I think, almost an entire year later. So in that process, I was working with my critique partners who I had just met, you know, around the same time. And the story that was acquired and the story that I was working on ended up being pretty different in terms of, like I said, it was that very lyrical, kind of loose, and then it became the story that you see now that will be on shelves in June. And so when I did reconnect with my editor, I sent her kind of the revised, and this is not advice because you're typically not supposed to do that, continue working on a story that's been acquired, but I was brand new, I didn't know. And she said, this is, you know, kind of where I was thinking of going with it anyway. Thank you so much. You've done all this wonderful work. So, there was a couple revisions after that as well, but, it was largely working with my critique partners and getting a better idea of picture book craft that helped me to get the story where it is today.
Wow. That's amazing. That really is, Jackie. I'm like, wow, it's like a fairy tale. I mean, it's like, from what I'm hearing, you know, cause it's like, that's, yeah. And also it's a testament of your persistence, your skill and craftsmanship is as a writer, as a wordsmith. So I go like,
oh, thank you so much.
So I was wondering, so like, you are doing all this, you obviously have a family, you have other things going on in your life. How do you manage all of that and still make time to write? And
I think I allow myself as much grace as possible. So when I started, I was working full time. I had a baby infant, a very small child. And then the last year I've been home full time with him. So I was home full time with a 3 going on 4-year-old. And I've always just had to kind of allow myself grace to, you know, accept that I can't always be creative when I want to be creative. And sometimes when I have time to be creative and I can actually sit down, nothing comes, and that's okay too. And so I heard another author say once to write in the stolen moments. And I tried to do that, you know, in the car or while he's napping and I have my phone on me, those kind of things. Now there's a little bit more time. He's going back to school part time. So I have a couple of hours and I can just sit and try to set small goals for myself. I never want to over commit because then I feel like that leads me into a spiral of I didn't meet that and now I didn't meet that and it's bigger and I didn't meet that and it's bigger. And so I just allow myself to sit and write, and whatever comes to me, comes to me. And if nothing comes to me, then, you know, it'll come to me another day, hopefully.
And you're such a skilled writer because you write also like the, like YA, and that just blows my mind because it's such a different format. Like, how does your brain work? Like, how does she toggle from like picture book, and then you go to such a, you know, a longer word count. It's, you know, different themes that you wouldn't see necessarily maybe in picture books, but, it, you know, much more developed with the length of writing. So how do you do that?
Well, first I'll say I think writing picture books is so much harder. At least getting it to a place where you feel good about the final product. It's just there's less work, but I feel like so much more goes into getting that final, and it's never final, right? There's always going to be something you see. But I think writing picture books to me is the more challenging creative project. But in terms of how my brain works, I feel like it really helps me to have these different things to work on. I will try and sit down sometimes to write, you know, get a couple hundred words in for a young adult novel, and maybe I'm successful. And if I'm not, maybe I have some time to pivot over and see one of my drafts for my picture book and see what comes up from that. And so having that, being able to bounce back and forth between not only a completely different age group and content, but format and process for getting the words on the page, that just like shifts my brain. So I can say, okay, I'm just not in this space. Let me try this other space. And sometimes I'm lucky and sometimes I'm not, I don't excel in either realm, but that's okay. So yeah, I do work on multiple projects at a time, but never, I mean, obviously this is different if you have like a deadline and you have to go and send something to an editor, but never to a place where I'm stressing myself out over either. I just kind of start in one, and if it's not working, bounce over to another one.
That's a great idea, because I've had other people ask me who are starting out in writing, like, you know, what if you don't know what to write, or if you have writer's block? And I think that's a great exercise, and it could help you figure out what you enjoy writing and, you know, what best suits you at that given moment. Because we kind of, like, I don't know, creatives, we're kind of a little went down. So it's good to know that, you know, you make up the rules for what works for you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, in the end, you know, it can't hurt to try, and you just try every day. I feel like people will often put a lot of pressure on themselves to meet whatever goal they have in their brain. And obviously, you know, all things aside, like, you need to get paid for your work. And obviously writers, we do these things for free a lot of the times until it gets to a place where you know, someone acquires your book and you get paid. But up until then, it's just you and your brain and your words. And so if you're facing writer's block and you feel like you're struggling, then maybe you just need to go out and do something, go for a walk, find some other creative outlet, read a book, watch a movie, just to allow yourself, you know, that acceptance of it's going to be okay. I'll figure this out tomorrow.
Thank you for that great advice, Jackie. And my next question goes into, if you could go into a time machine and go back to your younger self before you, your debut book, and give yourself some advice about this creative journey that you're going on, what would that be?
I think I would, I don't know. I really love like time travel TV. Like Doctor Who is one of my favorite shows ever. And so I feel like, you know, now I would say, don't change anything. Don't tell her anything. Don't go meet her. Just let her live her life. Because what would happen if I interfere and then I don't get to where I am now? So I think it would just be continue to go through the trials and tribulations and experience the things that you did, because that makes you the person who you are. And yeah, I don't know if I would, there's much that I would change beyond like continue to read, read all the books.
That's wonderful. Now, are there any projects that you're currently working on that you could kind of give us a little sneak peek? But of course, if you can't, I totally understand.
Yeah, I do have two unannounced picture books, so I can't share too much about those. But one is looking like spring 2025, and one will be fall 2026. So that's really exciting. I have one, my YA novel that I completed, revised, all of that a couple of months ago, is on submission right now. So that's really exciting as well. And so to kind of keep my brain off of all of those things, I am writing the second YA novel that's kind of in the same universe, different characters. It'll be standalone. And maybe that'll turn into a complete work, and maybe it won't, and maybe I'll pivot to something else, but focusing on that. And then like I said, I always have a couple picture book drafts that I can bounce over to if I feel like I need to.
Well, congratulations, Jackie. I know you worked so hard and you know, beautiful writing, of course, that's always foremost, and wonderful storytelling. Yeah, I look forward to seeing more of your books out there, and I'm just thrilled to have you. I'm just a little bit fangirling right now, but it's amazing what you've accomplished and the work and the effort and the level of skill that you've worked so hard to be at. Is there anyone that you would want to kind of do a shout out for that you're grateful for along this journey, this creative life?
Well, my husband, first and foremost, always my biggest champion, and family, you know, that all falls into that, you know, the first people that I would think of who've supported me through it all. And then, of course, you know, we were talking about writing community, all of my critique partners, the people that I've encountered along the way who've given me great advice. One of my very favorite writing friends is a former agent sibling, Arlene Abundis. She has just been an exceptional friend and, you know, obviously a beautiful writer as well, and has shared so much of her journey and has been so vulnerable. And so having her as a friend and as a supporter, she really helped me in those early years. So I've loved having her as a kind of writing champion colleague. We've supported each other.
Fantastic. And since this is a podcast and we can't see your beautiful book and all the other things that you've done, where can people go to find out more about you and your books?
Yeah. So I have a website, jmorenabooks.com, JMORERA books.com. And then I'm also that same handle pretty much everywhere, Instagram, Twitter, or X, I guess, TikTok, all of the places. So J. Morera Books is where you can find me online.
Wonderful. Well, thank you, Jackie. And thank you, everybody, for listening to My Creative Life.
Thank you so much.
Bye.